this is a book, X, capital X Prime, starts July 21st, 2009, and ends January of 2010. And begins by continuing the purification of fragments by of the new columns. With data from the W prime 160 reaction column on page 5, Tuesday, July 21st, and on the next couple of pages. Clean up of the of ovalbumin on the column and IgG bovine on page 11. I saw several pages cleaning up proteins, and reaction product bovine immunoglobulin prepared fractions 25 through 28, X prime 15 BIG 2528 now being reacted with the nanoprobe and NH monosulfur NHS coupling reagent. Going over several pages of this type of thing, including Saturday, August 1st, page 27, X prime 13, 5760, overnight labeling. This is with 10% collate and this BSA. Some of these are getting ready to be injected. Tuesday, August 4th, page 31. Two pools, X-Prime 31 BSA pool and X-Prime 31 NHS pool. And Mike will concentrate the BSA pool 10 times and inject it, equivalent to about 4% ovine serum albumin. Different things with the columns. So, thinking about overmucide. I'm beginning to do experiments with overmucide, which is an egg white trypsin inhibitor. Page 41, Friday, August 14th. Isolectric 0.4.1. Molecular weight 28 kilodaltons. Cleaning it up, preparing it. Pool fractions 32 through 34. As a product. Where one can see the impurities that are in the ovomucoid, one being ovalbumin, be it bovine serum albumin and bovine immunoglobulin probably, was my interpretation of the of what was happening. No, that's not correct. Let's correct that. The ovomucoid column is straightforward. Then the other column is a mixture of bovine serum albumin, ovomucoid, ovalbumin, and Oravis, showing a column separating these. Confirming that Oravis does have some particles almost as large as BSA, but shows that S75 is the best way to fractionate, etc. Cleaning up cytochrome C to have some other protein to use on page 43. Calibrating the column on page 45, VE and V0 attempts with blue dextran and DNTPs as the entrant. Supidex 200, 15 milliliters per hour, S200 column. it's not clear what column this is, but it isn't labeled, but I'm pretty sure that this is the standard column that I later used a great deal. Showing the separation. There's a column, there's a 130 column, meaning that it has a diameter of an internal diameter of 1 centimeter, and it's a 30 centimeter long column. So this is a 130 column with S200 beads. Superdex, that's Superdex 200. Yes, that's clearly labeled that way on page 43. Superdex 200, 130 PBS. More calibration of the column. And repeat of fractionating S75 AV fractionation. And the on page 48 of the column is calibrated, and then in the left hand top image, and then the various fractions, the various preparations are shown there. This is an S75 column. Thank you. gels and columns in the following pages. Looked at urine on page 59, Thursday, August 27th. Comparing an experimental urine and a urine spiked with particles on page 58, with the conclusion that the quote of 68 particles pass into the urine unchanged. But they bind something in the urine that increases their size slightly. They may be falling apart. And so that work was repeated on Saturday, August 29th, page 61. At this level of spiking, 68 runs normally, but no sign of it in the 60-minute urine. Beginning to test urines from the cyclooxygenase aspirin experiments that Ryan Sanford was doing. Oh no, at that point it was not Ryan, it was still John Hagerman who was doing these experiments. On page 63, Tuesday, September 3rd. Beginning to test the RFP ovalbumin pups or chimeras Thursday, September 3rd, page 65, and their offsprings. The chimera had eight offsprings, and six out of eight had the right size fragment to be classified as inheriting the RFP ovalbumin, and images are shown on the left with an indication that there is some ovalbumin RFP, but nothing very striking yet. Calibrating the column again, page 73, so as to understand the sizes of the different particles. S 200 column with blue dextran coming out at fraction 16 and cytochrome C coming out at fraction 39. Page 72. And the southerns from the Alvin GFP embryonic stem cells. Southerns from Sylvia confirmed the targeting chimeras on the way, Tuesday, September 15th, page 75. pages 80 and 81, a summary of a number of important images that have been discussed previously, including the fluorescence in the basement membrane, top left on page 80, and on the top of page, top left on page 81, the showing of the nuclei in the glomerular-capillary space, and the bottom, the best images obtained with mouse serum albumin tagged with gold nanoparticles, MA10116 M4 left, 1723 stack. I don't remember seeing this image in the book before, but it's a very critical image. 1, 2, 3, down 3 and to the left on page 81. More work on secreted CFP and albumin GFP, pages 83 and 85. This is a test that lasted in the animals of albumin GFP. Page 87, November 9th, a Monday, and on the left hand side is shown the trace of the column and the fluorescence, which is just upstream of the albumin marker. So the albumin GFP comes off the column as it should, earlier than albumin under the fluorescence is labelled there. However, it's very faint, so although the fluorescence is there with a single copy albumin GFP, it really is almost unuseful. With Tuesday, November 10th, on page 87, comment that the clear fluorescence from albumin GFP and the size is correct, but the expression is low. and as is that of RFP of albumin. Better cree both to remove the nail and see if it will get any better. It never did. The expression at that level is too low to be useful, despite making success for the albumin GFP. At the top of the page, buy a new flight review accomplished. So here I am at 84, still flying. Returning to Nephron. On page 89, and the duplicate, considering this some more, and realizing that the duplication may have a problem of fallback with its cell. It might be better to have a neutral spacer than duplicating the nephrin immunoglobulin domains. Friday, November 13th, page 93, reviewing the situation with Mike Altenberg and Ben Bleasdale. There are several things we need to know before the next big test with nanoprobe of albumin and albumin. Whether it's better to inject the samples with serum or with PBS. And whether to use cervical dislocation or isoflurane anesthesia, etc. Some thoughts of using nitroprusside to try to change the distribution of particles and avoid the distribution of red cells and avoid the loss of plasma from the preparation, but with and without nitroprusside didn't really have any beneficial effects that are easily discernible. Beginning to think about counting the nanoparticles on Tuesday, November 17th, page 101. Because spotting on transmission electron microscope grids is not easily made quantitative. Perhaps a gelatin gel can be fixed, etc. And some questions are remaining from the Indy two-photon imaging. And maybe the order of tying off vein versus artery of the renal pedicle might make a difference. Trying, occluding the kidney by tying off the renal vein before injecting in through the mesenteric artery was attempted, but the image shows poorer than without venous occlusion. So on page 83 there is an image of this general type. Looking at the stability of the gold nanoparticles, Thursday, November 19th, page 107. Some comments that V'139 GSH, V'141 and W'21 GSH are the only bulk gold nanos that I've made that are still stable after a long time at room temperature. W prime 57 cold DTT is also okay. Some small tubes are still okay, and the list of them. Some difficulties on Tuesday, November 24th, page 113, in whether this was plasma or serum, because it's the images are labeled serum in quotation marks, and the heading of the page is PBS versus plasma as the carrier, CX prime 93, which I'll look back at. But looking back is not very revealing. There still is a little uncertainty about whether this is a serum or a plasma, but it may be resolvable by talking. However, the net result of the of PBS versus plasma with the vein occlusion is the initial tests indicate that less fluorescence anywhere with occlusion. The serum is questionably better than with PBF, but certainly is poorer than a previous test. Are we on?
Yes.
Yeah. Some good images on Tuesday, December 1st, page 117, of various fractions with the Aurovis, or various tests with the fractions of Aurovis preparations. Where one can see plasma and GBM labeling, and on page on fraction 90 clear binding to the podocytes, although not commented on as such. But the image on page 116, the image of 35 podocyte binding is very clear. The base of the foot processes of the podocytes. Very good image of that binding. Fraction 35 has no regions of plasma and shows unexpected lamina rara externa concentration, but this is also shown in a glomerulus that was from the same section as a more normal image. So this is the beginning of binding to the podocyte foot processes base, which didn't immediately recognize as what was happening. It, in fact, it becomes an important part of what we later worked on. It's easy to see, from this vantage point, at that time it was not clear what was happening. Because I think that the first time this is really understood is in a couple of books away. Interesting to look back and see that the clues, but a little bit less thought to those experiments because they were with Orovis particles rather than with our own. But nonetheless, that image on page 116 is very clear. Cleaning up the gold albumin, S200 column, Wednesday, December 2nd, page 121. But unfortunately, the conclusion on page 123 is that the gold albumin doesn't look good. See also the gel. Most of it appears to be aggregated. And so that was a rather sad result that was on Thursday, Friday, December 10th, 11th, Ben Rangels that confirmed that has received and after approximately 8-fold concentration, the latest gold albumin is badly aggregated. Albumin gold was being concentrated and looked at again. This with the conclusion that this NES material, BSA, is the best yet. Concentrated and purified it, injected it into mice. This is the material made by us with gold and nanoprobe gold, NHS, and our purified albumin. Still working at Nephrin, Monday, December 21st, page 131, Nephrin, step 3 construction. Usual business of having to rescue things. Sunday, January 3rd, page 145, rescue of the Nephrin construct, or part of the Nephrin construct. Sunday, January 10th, page 153 and 152, sequencing candidates and 46 sequence confirms stop codon imperfect part, etc., etc. So the things are progressing. Rule 48 sequence confirms nephrin insert and 049 sequence into blue script, but 6A1 side has a base change, so not completely right. Rolled over albumin being fractionated, Wednesday, January 13th, page 157. And more constructs still being worked at with the duplication of nephrin. On Saturday, January 16th, page 161, and continuing working towards the construct on Thursday, January 21st, the end of the book on page 163. And that ends book X prime.